Hi, this is Racha. In this video, I will show you how to start knitting from the beginning. First off, you will need this needle, knitting needles. I will recommend size 8 because it's about the right size for starting. And also a ball of yarn. We use the medium gauge yarn, or we call it worsted weight yarn. Choose the cheap yarn, not too expensive, because this is just your practice. And once you get better at it, you can go out and buy the more expensive one. So, let's begin. This is how you start using the yarn. Usually, it's best to pull the yarn out from the core so that you won't tangle it when you use it along the way. And some of them are pretty good at, you know, keeping the end out for you, but some of them are not good at it. And you just have to go kind of looking for the end. Sometimes when I have a hard time finding the end in the middle, I just give up and, you know, use the outside part. Okay, leave about a foot long of the yarn, and we're gonna begin cast on. I'm gonna use this, it's called long tail cast on because it's my favorite one. Okay, so you have to do, let's go make a knot. It's easier this way. Some people don't make a knot, but I like to make a knot because it's easier for you to see how it's done. So, making a knot by wrapping the yarn around your two fingers, and then you use the needle to pick up that the middle strand of yarn and pull. And now you get your loop like that. Okay? And we're going to cast on. This is called your first stitch. If you don't understand, stop the video and go back and review it again. So you got our first stitch. We're gonna do the cast on row, which is very important in knitting. You need to have the cast on row to begin your work. Otherwise, you don't have the base to work with it. Okay, separate the strand of yarns with your left hand. Put your thumb index in between while holding this end of yarn with your three fingers like that. So separate and bring it down. It will look like V shape. Okay, again, flip, rotate your hand up, and it will look like that. And then we'll bring the needle under the first strand over to the one on your index finger over and bring it through the loop. And now you let your thumb loose and you're gonna pull the yarn tight. Not too tight, just you know, in between. Okay, so we get the second stitch. Let's do it again. Hold the yarn between your thumb index, flip over. It will look like V shape with a little ear here. Now, use the right needle will go under and over and bring it through. Let go your thumb and gently pull it. Now I got my third stitch. So we're gonna do about, let's do 15 stitches. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Okay. Here we go. We got our first row of cast on. So that's the cast on row. Now we're gonna chain the hand. We'll put this needle to the right hand and get your empty needle and start working on the other side. Now, looking for the end of the yarn, don't use this one to knit because then you'll be running out in the middle of the row. So find a yarn that comes from the ball and this longer one, and we're gonna start knitting. This is how you call knit stitch. Okay, you're gonna put this right needle through that first stitch like that, and you hold the needle with your left hand, and then you wrap the yarn around from the bottom to top, and then you will pull that yarn through the loop and you slip the first stitch off the needle like that. And then you start the second one, the same thing. Put that right needle through that loop. And then you tighten it. And you go back down and wrap it again. And gently bring it forward and slip off. Now at the beginning, you're gonna have a problem, you know, losing your stitch and the stitch looks too loose and so forth, but that's part of practice, you know. Practice make better. So, put your needle there. I'm gonna keep knitting. This is called knit. There's two types of knit stitch, like, you know, the basic purl and knit. So this is knit. Wrap it. Needle through the loop. Wrap. And bring forward, slip it off. So keep doing like that, and you will see the magic of it. Okay, I'm here to last the last stitch. Okay, now I'm gonna change my hand again. Get the empty needle into my right hand and the needle with the stitches are going to the left hand, which is called non-working hand. This is a working needle. Now this time I'm gonna do purl, okay? To purl, you put the needle into the back to the front of the stitch. You go behind and come up to the front. The yarn have to be in front of the needle. I forgot to mention that on the knitting part. The yarn on the knit have to be on the back. And the yarn for the purl have to be in the front. Wrap it and slip. Okay, insert it from the back to the front and hold it. Wrap, slip, insert, wrap, and slip. So I'm going to do purling until I finish the row. last stitch of purling. Okay, let's look at it. This is how it will look when you knit, when you do knit on one side and purl on one side. Your stitch on the right side will look nice and smooth, and that is called the stockinette stitch. And on the back part, we call it reverse stockinette stitch. And you know, you will learn this thing along as you knit. So again, I have all the video about how to knit, how to purl, and all the casting on technique on my website. So stop by and, you know, start practice, and also follow my lesson plan, and you'll be on your way to become a great knitter. Thank you, and all have a good day.